Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. Now, with Valentine's coming up on Friday, a poll of 2,000 married couples has found that just over 3%, okay, small amount, 3% said that they first met the love of their lives over the fence as neighbours. So they were kind of neighbours, they lived near each other, over the fence, putting out the washing or whatever, and they met and something clicked, bit of chemistry going on. The most common way to meet your future partner was through mutual friends with 16%. Yep, that's the way we did it in my house. Meeting at work made up 15%. Okay, close enough, meeting at work. 13% met in a pub or a nightclub, which is also a very usual way to do it, and 12% through a dating app. So there's some of the stats going around. Oh yeah, there's also people who met at school or university. That makes up 10% of people. I must add all these up and see if they go to 100. 6% on social media, and this would be a good way to meet up because you'd both have similar interests. 5% have met the love of their lives through hobbies. So we're just wondering this morning, where did you meet your partner? Was it as unusual as over the fence, as neighbours, or is there somewhere even more exciting and romantic? Everybody's got a story. Come on, tell us all about it. We've got Niall on the line there. Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good morning, Ian. How are you doing, sir?
Very good, thank you. So, you met your wife how?
I met my wife in a coffee shop. I was a barista, and she used to come into me every morning before she started work, order coffees. So one day I decided to ask her, would she like to go for a walk in the Slieve Blue Mountains? And the rest is history.
Right, okay. And what did she order when she came in?
Oh, latte. There was two girls working in the pharmacy across from us.
Yeah.
So she's come in to get two lattes every morning.
Right, oh, very good, okay. And does she still have an L latte from time to time?
She does, yeah. I think it's more, she's gone towards flat whites now.
Oh, the flat whites, they're good,
yes,
aren't they? Yeah.
Yes, yeah, very good.
And so how long did that whole process take? I mean, like, was she coming in for weeks and months, or was it just after a few days?
Just a couple of days, that's all it took.
Very good. Well, obviously something clicked there, you know, because the feeling was mutual, you know what I'm saying, Niall?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. She didn't just love the coffee.
That's it. And listen, Niall, are we allowed to know her name or is that...
Oh, yeah, of course, Sinead.
Sinead. And you're all married now and everything, yeah?
We are indeed, yeah. Good. You were talking to us on the day we got married. You rang her, actually.
Oh, really?
You did.
Good. Well, we didn't get that juicy story. Listen, congratulations and thank you very much. That's brilliant.
No problem.
Cheers, Niall. Thanks for being with us. Good luck. Marion's been in touch there. He says, I met the absolute love of my life through work. Well, there you go. You are part of the 15%, Marion. Across the canteen tables. Oh, lovely. I can hear the violins right now. He asked me out once or twice, but I was with someone else at the time. But that didn't work out and it didn't stop him asking. And he asked again when the previous relationship didn't work. So here we are, 25 years later, silver wedding anniversary, 22, married with 3 beautiful children. And that is from Marion. There you go. 3 beautiful children. 22 years married. So you're a little bit off the silver, but you're nearly there. And 25 years together. Marion, thank you very much for telling us all about that. Ernie's been in touch as well. Ernie, how are you?
How are you doing, bud? Great show. I met my partner, Jessica, back in 2007 on Bebo. Just messaged her one night, got her number, and ended up moving down to Athlone to be with her. We got married in 2019. We've 2 kids now and living the dream, as they say. Cheers, bud. That's from Ernie.
He means it. He means every word of that there. Jessica, there you go. Bebo, eh? Back in the day. Fam, Shauna, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Just came back to me there. I was in Arnott's on Saturday,
right?
Yes. Yeah. And a woman and her 2 kids came up and the woman said to the kids, this is the guy we listened to in the morning on the radio.
Lovely.
And she was pointing and so I was saying hello to them and to her as well. And then she said, I love the show. Yourself and Shauna. I love it. Listen. It's magical. It's magical.
Look at this. It is magical.
Absolutely. So I didn't get her name, but anyway, it was lovely to meet you. And I hope you're still tuned our way and you enjoyed Waffle this morning as well. And now Shauna's here. It's going to be magical. Celebrities at the Super Bowl. Eh?
Yes. There was a whole host of celebrities there in New Orleans last night, which is obviously, it's one of the biggest sporting events. The Super Bowl was on. Bradley Cooper was there. Lady Gaga, Anne Hathaway, they were all spotted in attendance. And at one point, the camera swept through the crowd, kind of highlighted celebrities sitting there for the big screen. So it showed Adam Sandler. There was a big cheer.
Wow.
They showed Paul Rudd, a big cheer. And then they panned to Taylor Swift, who was obviously there to support her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, who was playing.
Yeah.
And the crowd didn't cheer. And in fact, this was the moment that she came up on the screen.
Okay.
Big boos. Big, big boos. So she, I felt so bad watching the video.
Why do you think they would have done that?
So apparently the Eagles fans are big booers and they would boo anything connected to the Chiefs. Apparently they booed Santa once as well. So Taylor shouldn't take it too personally. But she did look a bit confused and she was spotted whispering to her friend, what is going on?
Yeah.
She probably was a bit scared.
She wouldn't be used to that now.
Well, no, but she does get that kind of, she gets that kind of either a, you know, adoration or then this kind of hatred. Now, it is bad when Trump...
Marmite.
That's the one. But Trump tweeted afterwards, or he posted on Truth Social, the only one that had a tougher night than the Kansas City Chiefs was Taylor Swift. She got booed out of the stadium.
Oh.
I mean, come on, man.
He was there. Apparently he's the first sitting president to ever go to the Super Bowl.
Which is crazy,
isn't
it?
Isn't it? So that's it. Well, Taylor, she'll get over it.
She'll be fine. Yeah.
Little trip down to the ATM machine, put
exactly.
in the old PIN code.
Yeah.
Have a
check
look and say,
out.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, that's fine.
And Ed Sheeran's Unplugged performance.
Yeah, so Ed is currently on tour in India and he decided to do a little impromptu performance on the street yesterday. However, whilst most people would be delighted to see a superstar in a setting like that, not everyone was thrilled. He was in the middle of Shape of You when a police officer decided to unplug his microphone.
Right.
So literally walked up to him, unplugged it.
Not allowed to do that around here.
Now,
sorry,
they said
mate.
It was something about permission. He retaliated to say they had permission. But what I was just thinking is, if he's free March the 7th, he can come busk away.
Busk.
We won't touch
the
your
big
microphone.
Busk. Yes,
you
we
can
will.
Keep singing.
We won't unplug you at all. You'll be grand, Ed. So you're always welcome here.
Yeah, exactly.
Shauna, thanks very
much.
Thank you. Great. And magic. Eh?
Magic.
And time for us to play our game where we give you a topic and you waffle about it as much as you can in just 30 seconds. And whenever you get one right, you will hear the waffle ding. I'm just checking it's there, okay? So it's ready to go. And if you hear that five times, you've won €1,000. Simple as that. So effectively, Gemma is 30 seconds away from 1K. And I've got the topic here ready to go. That hasn't been announced yet, so we'll all be hearing it for the first time together. Hi, Gemma, how are you?
Hi, Ian. How's it going?
Very good. Is it McAuliffe, is it?
McAuliffe. Yeah,
and
everyone always struggles with that.
Yeah. And listen, your girls are having the sausages for brekkie this morning.
Yeah, Emily and Ava there. They've just finished the breakfast,
Very nice.
Off with full bellies.
Okay, what kind of sausages?
They're Tesco Finest.
Tesco Finest, very good.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Finest, you're buying classy stuff there. Good for you. And I enjoy them, yeah?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, well, Gemma, listen, best of luck with this. Hope it goes well
Thanks.
For you. Are you all set?
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, let's see how you get on. We're about to reveal for everybody what the topic is today, and I want to wish you the very best of luck. Here we go.
Today's waffle topic is
Blake Lively.
Okay, actress, American, Ryan Reynolds, what was that program she was in? Oh my god. Justin Baldoni, that guy she's fighting with at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm gonna run out.
She's very good mates with an international superstar.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. And also Gossip Girl was the
Gossip
other one that we...
Girl, that
Gossip Girl, that's the one that was on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyway, Gemma,
okay.
Listen.
Thanks, Ian.
Gemma, we've had a lovely conversation. And, you know, we found out about the sausages. We found out about Tesco Finest. So, you know, it's been, you know, it hasn't been a wasted experience. I hope you don't think anyway. So call back anytime. You're always welcome,
Thanks,
Gemma.
Ian.
Thanks a million. Good luck. Have
Bye.
A good day. Cheers. Right then, it's 7:41 on Today FM. Blake Lively, actor, our actress, Ryan Reynolds, Gossip Girl, Taylor Swift, It Ends With Us, or Justin Baldoni, we're going to take on that because they were all connected to each other. So that's what we had. They were the keywords this morning on Today's Waffle.
And Ian, you're a long time successful husband. It seems the secret to a happy marriage.
Well, thanks very much.
I suppose I should ask your wife that before I weighed in. But it seems one of the secrets to a happy marriage has been revealed. Can you guess what it is?
Conversation, keeping keeping lines of communication open.
The absolute opposite. It's silence.
Silence. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
This is a poll of 2,000 couples in long-term relationships, and they believe being comfortable and not talking to each other came only behind friendship, loyalty, and a shared sense of humour.
Right.
According to, well, this is, you know, 2,000 people who've done it, been there, done it. 83% admit it can be difficult to keep the romance alive, though. But more than half say passion is overrated, with intimacy coming way down the list of essentials.
Really?
That's what they say.
Okay. What about Mickey taken? Does it mention that anywhere?
Okay, we've just been talking about intimacy, Ian.
One of the secrets to having marriage is science. It says the top 10 included Mickey taking. See, the thing about Mickey taking, I think, is, you know, you can start, slagging somebody off, but then it goes too far sometimes, and that's where the silence emerges.
That's probably where the silence emerges.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.